So I'm doing this on video for the first time, and excuse that I'm not looking at the camera. As soon as I'm looking at a camera while I'm talking, which is when I do my videos, I can't look at the camera because I feel like I'm puppeteering my face, and all of a sudden I get self-conscious. It's like, holy shit, oh no, what's going on? So I'm doing my first podcast as a video in the car where I normally do them. I thought I'd talk about how to be doing what I'm doing. It took years of actually painting myself into a corner and turning down promotions, turning down shit, trying stuff and going, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna keep on this other stupid path. Like a lot of recruiters and job interviews will say, where do you see yourself in a year from now or 5 years from now? In my head, I was thinking, where do I see myself 50 years from now? And that was painting or writing or making up stories. That's all I wanted to do. I remember seeing Clarks, a movie back in the early 90s. And now I don't like it that much, but at the time I loved it because it kind of found its way into a massive public found a massive public audience. And it was still kind of in the Hollywood system. But I saw it, and it looked like it was made on almost nothing. But it was fun, and it had an energy that I really loved at the time. And I thought, that's what I want to do. How the fuck did that guy do that? That's his name, Kevin Smith. I've seen more of his movies since, and I no longer get him. But I love that he just went, fuck it, I'm just going to do this. There's no one gave him permission. He just fucking did it. But yeah, so I thought that's what I want to do, something like that. I want to tell stories, and even if it's to myself. So for years, I did all these stupid jobs. I remember when I was 18, working in my first retail job, I was doing that. And I remember going to the toilets at the end of the day after trying really hard, going, how the fuck am I supposed to do this for the rest of my life? This is fucking bullshit. Yeah, I locked myself in the work toilets and had a panic attack, thinking this is bullshit. And so from then on, I turned down promotions when I got them. I kept taking the, instead of when there were forks in the road, I always took the one, the path that made sense to me, even though I knew it wasn't going to pay off at the time. I thought, I'm just going to keep doing this, and I might end up walking myself off the edge of a metaphorical cliff. But I had to keep doing that shit. I had to keep taking the path that felt right, even though I could have ended up living a more normal life much more quickly. And I still don't. I still live like a fucking idiot. But and it's only in the last few years I found myself in this weird position where all of a sudden I've found an audience. I'm doing what I love. And it took me 30 years of making the constant so-called wrong decisions. But it was kind of thrilling to constantly make those wrong decisions. And so there's a lot of momentum behind making wrong decisions. But those wrong decisions tie into creativity. Like, creativity involves not reading the room. A good idea involves making the wrong decision. I feel I'm in the right place with a series of wrong decisions. They say that it often just takes two poor decisions to find yourself living on the street. And I've made a shitload of poor decisions. But somehow I've always managed to, like, I've tapped my inner child, but I've always managed to somehow be responsible enough to hold down jobs when I've needed to, even though people could clearly see I didn't want to be there. Like, my managers would say, Darby, you hate this job. What the fuck are you even doing here? Well, she didn't say it like that, but I remember it was pretty close to saying that. Well, you should just be writing poetry under a bridge somewhere. It's like, oh my God, I've got to actually be able to eat and pay rent and do shit. So I don't know how I did it. It felt like suffocating and holding my breath for 30 years. I did find the space outside of those jobs to do what I had to do, like at night. Like, I just fucking just wrote to keep myself sane, found other voices who actually said real shit even though they're dead now. They were saying real shit. It took me ages to find books that actually made sense. Because a lot of books are just poison. There's no... I've discovered with art, there's no in-between. There's... Art is either poison or medicine. And 95% of it is poison. And only 5% of it is medicine. So you've got to poison the shit out of yourself to find the 5% that's actually medicine. And I had to keep painting myself into a corner until art and writing and storytelling was the only thing I could do. I even self-sabotaged myself on LinkedIn, like say how, like I'll post deliberately trolling stuff on LinkedIn so I can close the gap so I can never apply for a job again. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm constantly posting shit on there, shit posting. But yeah, it's going to bite me in the ass one day. I know it. But I love closing those doors, because as soon as you're closing those doors, you might be waiting in the dark corridor for a while, but a shitload more doors will open. So yeah, I feel like I've got to self-sabotage my way into a field of heaven. And I've heard a lot of artists in the past, some of my favourite artists and comedians and writers have said they had no huge burning passion to be an artist or a creative person. They just fucking hated working 9-to-5 jobs. It was fucking suffocating. Like, I remember leaving 9-to-5 jobs at the end of a day, each day, and clouds appeared like dead things floating in the sky. I remember holding down... My longest stint was a full-time job in a corporate gig for 3 years. And I saved a shitload of money to pay off student debt and broke even with that, but just enough money to buy myself escape velocity, to buy myself time to keep writing and doing my shit. And I thought, this is going nowhere, like 30 years of it. That's what I love about creativity. There's no gradual linear progress kind of line. It's like a damn wall that just explodes one day. That was my experience in the last few years. It felt like out of nowhere, but none of that was a waste. Everything I created over 30 years while I did shit that I hated wasn't a waste. I've actually used it. Some of my oldest ideas back from my early 20s, I'm 49 now, and in my new book, there's two ideas from the 137 ideas in that book. There's two ideas that I wrote in my 20s that are in there, and I fucking love it. And that book sold nearly 2,000 copies in 3 months or some shit, which is fucking amazing. I can't believe that. Oh man, I'm crapping on. I'm trying to avoid not looking at the camera while I record this. It's fucking weird. But yeah, sometimes I think about, just imagine, Darby, if you lose Instagram, TikTok, Substack that I've been on, or YouTube. Imagine all that gets taken away. Then I'm fucked. What am I going to do? Like, I should have done what my dad advised me to do long ago and do a trade. It's funny. My dad's got a shed full of tools, and I fucking don't know how to use them, except he did try to teach me about 10 years ago, and I was actually good at it. Like, I've always had some good hand-eye coordination. The closest I ever got to a trade is I did a chef apprenticeship for 6 months or some shit, where I prepped food. I had good knife skills. Apparently, the guy employed me because of my knife skills. I still have them. It's weird. I don't know where they come from. I assume it's my dad. But I could have done a trade, but it would have bored the shit out of me. Like, I'm too in the head and not in my body. Like, my head is where sometimes I think you can steal everything off me. Just don't take my head. That's where all the ideas are coming from. Or my guts, I always feel like my guts lead me to the territory, and then my head minds the territory, but my gut leads me there first. I always follow it. But yeah, it took a lot of hard work to turn down promotions, to turn down what I was supposed to do. I always felt a strange sadness, a loneliness that I hadn't joined my peer group, the people who were my age doing the same things. And there was a kind of a tremendous loneliness in it. But to do that wouldn't have made sense. And I would have felt like something inside me would have died if I did that. So I had to do this. A lot of the time I feel like if I can't not do it, then I have to do it. That's the only reason to almost do most things. Anyway, I'm trying to look at the camera. I want to leave it at that for this episode. My first episode recording this with video that's on YouTube, etc. But if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this, I'd love that. Cheers.